This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. BOGO is back for 1 week only. Buy one and get one of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm free. Order at EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie BOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I think at this point we can say it's not going to be an acquittal. I think the most Trump can hope for was a hung jury with one person holding on.
And my biggest concern, of course, is that five of the seven read the New York Times, which is deeply alarming.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Jimmy Carter, my long shot. Jimmy Carter's happy because he's had a brilliant presidency compared to Biden.
That's about gas prices. They've been going up over the last month, 20 cents a gallon. Is the president considering any new actions like releasing more oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve?
I will note that gas prices remain well below their peak.
But it's only 3 cents lower than a year ago. It's up 52% from when President Biden came into office.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You know, Brandon told a story about his uncle being eaten by cannibals today during World War II when his plane was quote-unquote shot down. It wasn't shot down. It went down. It had engine trouble. It wasn't a single engine. They made it sound like it was a fighter plane. It wasn't. It was a bomber. There were three people on. One of them survived. Uncle Bossy didn't survive. There's no evidence he was eaten by cannibals. So, but a texter mentioned, brought up something that, you know, that there was a famous case back in the early 60s. I was a little kid, but I still remember it because it was so weird. Nelson Rockefeller, the governor of New York at the time, future vice president, he had a son named Michael, and Michael was like in the Peace Corps or something like that, or a missionary, something down there. And he got kidnapped, I guess, by cannibals and eaten. And later on, they just said he disappeared and they couldn't find him and all that. Later, it turned out there were stories that he'd been eaten by cannibals down there. Very, very weird story. Michael Rockefeller was his name. And this would have been when Joe Biden was, I was like 7-8 years old. So Joe would have been in his early 20s, I guess. it would have been in early college years. So he probably remembers it pretty well. And, you know, it just all kind of blends together after a while. So another texter said, you know, they always say, you know, when you start seeing dead people, you know, and you're not in the movie The Sixth Sense and you're a little kid, it usually means you're rounding third. And, you know, I used to hear those stories, too. You know, well, yeah, we knew he was dying when he started yelling out to his deceased mother or his deceased sister or something like that. But, you know, now he's talking about his uncle Ambrose, not to be confused with his grandfather Ambrose. People are saying, well, he didn't die till 57, so the cannibals must have roasted him over a slow spit. No, this is the uncle and the grandfather, I guess, had the same name. I'm not an expert on Brandon family trees, genealogy. But apparently Brandon told the story again. He told it twice in one. He told the cannibal story twice in one day. We gave you one. And Bruce from the Mets, I apologize. This is he only told it twice today, so we're going to just play the second one here.
Back when D-Day occurred, and on Sunday, the next day, my mother's four brothers all went down to the recruiting station and joined the military. Every one of them volunteered. And my uncle, they called him Ambrose Brosey, they called him Bosey. My uncle Bosey was a hell of an athlete, they'd tell me when he was a kid. And he became an Army Air Corps before the Air Force came along. He flew those single-engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones.
Longer version.
He got shot down in New Guinea. And they never found the body because there used to be There are a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
A lot of cannibals for real.
And then my son volunteered to go to Iraq for a year, and he came back with stage four glioblastoma. And they gave, like many of you, risked your lives, and you know people who gave their lives to the country. They're heroes. But one of the things that I, as I was doing that today, I was reminded of what my opponent said in Paris not too long ago.
Oh, man.
They asked him to go
what
visit American grave sites.
The story's
been
debunked by even John
Bolton.
He
wouldn't do it.
Even by General Kelly, who hate both those guys hate Trump. They despise Trump, and they said that story is BS. It was made up by some Canadian who works for Atlantic Monthly. Not even an American. You don't even have to be an American to make stuff up about Trump.
So according to RNC research on X, this was the third time in less than 24 hours he told the story of Uncle Bozy and the cannibals.
Well, aren't there some rock groups, the Fine Young Cannibals? And then there was a group in the 60s named the Cannibals. Someone will come up with it on the text line. Headhunter and the Cannibals, or was it Cannibal and the Headhunters? It's all kind of blending together. The third time he's told a story about the cannibals. And by the way, did you hear his uncle was a very good athlete, I assume in college. But even though he was the first one in his family to go to college, he said that last week, even though we know that his grandfather, Ambrose Finnegan, was an All-American at Santa Clara, or so he says. 844-500-4242. Cannibals. Good Lord. And then there was the story about the motel rooms that he told. You know, and as somebody pointed out, you know, being in a motel with young people with a towel wrapped around them, isn't that the same story that Andrew Gillum told when he overdosed on crack cocaine, or was it fentanyl, in the Miami Beach hotel room? He was with the young gay hustler, supposedly down for a wedding from Tallahassee in Miami Beach. Florida dodged a bullet in that election, I'll tell you. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. 781 says Turtle Boy today. I think we're going to wait till they get the jury picked before we have Turtle Boy on today. Somebody just sent me the questionnaire for the prospective jurors, and most of it's pretty standard stuff. But I found some of these questions, though. There's 29 questions that I have here, and just a few of them seem a little on the weird side. Do you believe Karen Reed should prove her innocence? What does that mean? She doesn't have to prove her innocence. They have to prove that she's guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. It just seems like a weird question to me. Have you or anyone close to you ever been involved in or witnessed a motor vehicle crash? If you're in America, who hasn't been or seen a motor vehicle crash? You'd have to have been eaten by cannibals at the age of 18 not to have seen a motor vehicle crash. Good Lord, that's a weird one. How about this one? Is there anything about crash reconstruction testimony that would make it difficult for you to be fair or impartial in this case? Man, I don't know. I've never heard people talking. You know, one thing I don't believe is when somebody gets up there on the stand and talks about accident reconstruction. That's never come up as a topic of conversation in all my years on the planet. But there it is. So. Well, we'll talk to Turtle Boy again when they get the jury picked, or when something. This is just like routine stuff. I got a list of the people that have been selected for Trump's jury. I don't think these don't look. None of these people look good to me. You know, Techno Fog thought it wasn't. He's this lawyer that's on Substack, and he's pretty good actually. He's very smart, and that's his pseudonym, but. He thinks it's not a bad jury so far, but I don't see. I don't know. All he needs is one out of 12, you know, to hang the jury. That's all he needs, And that's, I mean, that's what they're going for. But what they're doing is they give their name. And as soon as they give their name, Trump's defense team does all their social media. And a lot of them are already lying. Oh, no, I've never posted anything about Trump. No, they're just lying. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Yeah, Turtle Boy was on with Grace earlier today, and Turtle Boy was also on Megyn Kelly's show today. Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's good if you're just catching up. The funniest part of the Turtle Boy story that I saw today was in the New York Post. You know, yesterday he was in front of the courthouse, and he's wearing slacks and a blazer. You know, it's standard equipment. So the New York Post says, Aidan Carney, known as Turtle Boy, appears in court wearing a suit. A suit? I mean, this is what you used to have editors for. That's not a suit. That's a blazer and slacks. Nobody edits anything anymore. 844-500-4242, 917. One day Biden is going to slip up and tell the story about how he and Uncle Bozy used to take showers together. The cannibals have made three appearances. Wow. 8445. It's only a matter of time till he invites Barbecue from Haiti. Barbecue is the guy. I guess he's the runner. Does he run the cannibal gangs in Haiti now? It's really, Haiti is devolving back to its primitive third world status. They're building giant walls to keep them out of the Dominican Republic. And we're inviting them to come over and come into our motels, and we'll support them forever. What could possibly go wrong? 844-500-4242. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis. Oh, okay. We're running late. Sorry. All right. We'll be right back. And then we'll take all your phone calls. Spring is here, and so is allergy season, which is why you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Paul Rizzo from Rizzo Insurance just ordered another 3 with code HOWIE3. He uses them in both his home and his office, and he also buys them as gifts. It's not a surprise that everyone wants and loves the Thunderstorm due to how well it works and how affordable it is. Dave Henchy has one in every room at the Nauset Beach Inn. Dr. Matt the Vet swears by them. Not only does it help with the pollen in your home, but also the USB cable.
You can use it in your SUV.
Yeah, you can use the USB cable in your SUV, or you can use it in your car as well. Every time you open that door to your home or car, pollen is coming in. Pollen can give you itchy eyes, a sore throat, or just overall feelings of fatigue. Take care of the air inside of your car with the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure 3-Pack is small enough to hold in your hand and doesn't take up any floor space. It also doesn't need filters, and that saves you both time and money. For pet odors, cooking smells, tobacco, musty basements, and so much more, you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-Pack. It's back in stock now. I have one in every room. Order now at EdenPureDeals.com. Use code HOWIE3. That's the number 3, and get yours now. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code HOWIE3. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by local Silver Mint, located in Ware, New Hampshire. Silver Dave will work with you directly. Contact him at localsilvermint.com, localsilvermint.com. You don't have to buy your precious metals, on the internet or from people you don't know. You can go to Silver Dave directly in Ware, New Hampshire, localsilvermint.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarrShow.com, is, would you vote to vacate the chair and remove Mike Johnson as U.S. House Speaker? Yes, he's been terrible. No, the new guy might be Hakeem the Dream Jeffries. Or no, but I like holding the vote over Johnson's head to stop money for Ukraine.
No, the new guy might be Hakeem the Dream. It's too risky.
29% say it might be Hakeem. 57% say no, I like holding the vote over his head. 14% say yes, he's been terrible.
Whoa. That's the political equivalent of suicide bombing. You don't know what's going to happen. But probably you're not going to survive. 844-500-40. Can we hear the beginning of the second Brandon cut? Because he did make a mistake. His World War II history, like all of his history, is a little off.
Back in when D-Day occurred.
D-Day.
And on Sunday, the next day, my mother's four brothers all went down to the recruiting station and joined the military.
They waited till D-Day? They were probably known as draft dodgers, because most everybody else went down the day after Pearl Harbor Day, which was a Sunday. D-Day was a Tuesday. D-Day was 1944, so he's getting D-Day and he calls January 6th, June 6th, July 6th, et cetera, et cetera.
Just be happy he's not in a towel in the story, okay, Howie? Just stop complaining. He's got no shaving cream on his face. He's not in a towel, and it's fine.
I know. Okay, well, now it's time for Hate Mail Monday on a Wednesday.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
All right, at this time every week, we usually do it Mondays, but I wasn't around for reasons that I won't go into. We like to check in with all of the great mail that we get, all the fan letters, the mash notes, the love letters, et cetera, from our listeners, viewers, readers, et cetera. So, and Grace puts them all together. What do you got this week, Grace?
Well, Howie, one person sent in a voicemail. They think they have our listener base down pat. So this is cut three.
Beep. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you would like to express sympathy for poor, persecuted Donald Trump, press 1. If you want to accuse Democrats of voter fraud, despite a total lack of evidence, press 2. If you simply would like to suck up to Howie to give him some comfort in his dotage, press 3. If you are not a right-wing nut job with a god-awful Boston accent, hang up now.
Is that AI?
No, I think that, I wish. I think that was very real.
No, but I mean, it wasn't voice generated is what I mean.
Oh, I don't know.
All right.
Well, Howie, I had been complaining about a story about airplanes, and then I got this hate mail cut for.
Grace, stop being a dumb and find yourself a fractional airline sponsor. Then you can go on your own little private jet with a couple of people and not have to worry about the riffraff.
I'd gladly take an airplane sponsor if anybody's out there. And it's been a while since we've played Taylor's hate mail, but it's still coming in. Cut 6, please, Taylor.
Oh, great. Now Tucker Taylor doesn't know the name of one of the most iconic store chains in all of Massachusetts.
Didn't you have a delivery like back in the 70s that you didn't pay for?
Yeah, charge me.
Birchmere, was that it?
What are you talking about? Leechmere. Leechmere. It's out of business now. I wonder why they went out of business. So people are laughing at you for not knowing Leechmere, Taylor.
It went out of business in 1997. I was 6 years old.
Yeah, and Frank Sinatra went out of business in 1998, and you know everything about him.
Yeah.
Not only is there a train station and a neighborhood in East Cambridge, there was Leechmere Gin. It was
very more reason for me not to know what it was. Again, I was 6 years old. I didn't know what gin was.
You weren't pounding gin at 6 years old?
Gin rummy, maybe.
I think Leechmere gin long outlived Leechmere appliances.
Now, you just had Toby on, Howie, and we have a hate mail for you complimenting Toby. This is cut 2.
Jesus, keep that Toby from Cape Gunworks. And that idiot car. I didn't hear the phone number 400 times yesterday. He never talked over anybody. He just listened to people like a talk show host is supposed to do. So, car, stay the f*** home.
800-844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Did you miss me?
That's it, Howie, for Hate Mail Monday. Thank you very much.
All right. Great. We will be right back, and everybody who's hung on, and we can talk about cannibals and headhunters and barbecue, the new head cannibal in Haiti. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We still have memberships left to Cape Gunworks at our HowieCarshow.com store. Go to HowieCarshow.com, click on store for the cheap bastard deal. It's a $575 value. It's a year-long membership with all kinds of great perks to Cape Gunworks, the premier gun range in New England. It's in Hyannis, right down on Cape Cod. Very convenient. $575 value for just $250 right now. Get your half off, more than half off membership by visiting HowieCarshow.com, clicking on store. Membership codes and instructions will be sent via email within 48 hours. It's got all kinds of great benefits. Check them out online, and you will not be dissatisfied with being an annual member of Cape Gunworks. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Thanks for holding on, Dennis.
Welcome back, Howie. Right-wing nut job with a bad Boston accent here. your time away was so conveniently coincided with what looked like the beginning of World War III that someone might think you were tipped off by the State Department and spent the long weekend in a comfy bomb shelter somewhere.
Did you see, Dennis, that Biden said to Israel, take the win? And this is the same guy, I'd forgotten this, but the Wall Street Journal pointed out, this is the same guy who railed all through the 1980s against missile defense systems. That was when they called them Star Wars. That's what saved Israel's bacon. That and the fact that they had the great Air Force, they had the U.S. Air Force, the U.K. Air Force, even the Jordanian Air Force. But mostly it was the air defense, the Star Wars defense that saved them. And Biden was 100% opposed to it. And now he's saying, take the win. Probably he's going to say, I'm the one who got him the money to build it.
On the good athlete Uncle Ambrose, do you think maybe he meant that his Uncle Ambrose was a tasty athlete?
You know, the thing is, the Senate, by the way, just dismissed the articles of impeachment against Mayorkas. That trial lasted even less time than Uncle Bossie lasted when his plane ditched and he was captured by the cannibals in New Guinea. Thanks for the call, Dennis. Patrick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, Howie, I just wanted to point out that the story that Biden spun today or over the last couple of days was very similar to the war stories that were actually true about George Herbert Walker Bush. Remember that his plane went down very close to an island, and they
right.
said that if the tide had pushed him in rather than out, he would have been. There's a good chance that he would have been eaten by cannibals. This sounds like he just basically swapped the names in the story.
And also, Michael Rockefeller. That was more in his wheelhouse. You know, I mean, that was something that he, you know, when you get senility, I think you remember stuff more clearly. What happened when you were young, and this would have been like in his teen years, his late teen, early 20s, when Michael Rockefeller was eaten by cannibals.
I didn't even know that story. So.
Yeah, apparently there was just a Netflix documentary on it. I just remember, rescuers are searching for Michael Rockefeller, the governor of New York's son, and he was missing, and, you know, then they must have known what was happening. I don't know if they just thought that we didn't have the stomach to hear the real story, but they didn't, the real story didn't get out for till the late 1960s. And now I think there's a Netflix documentary out on it now about what happened. Thanks for the call, Patrick. But check it out. Just Google it. Michael Rockefeller cannibals. 844-500-4242. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hi, I want to ask you a question, Howie Carr. If all the Congress and senators unite together and write and Supreme Court and protect Donald Trump, why not doing in New York all the 12 jury, all Democrats? Why not protecting him? I wonder why.
Well, there's no Republicans in New York. You know, I mean, Lee Zeldin wrote a column for the New York Post the other day about just how terribly unfair it is. This is like a Soviet-style prosecution. But, you know, the thing is, if Lee Zeldin were the governor, if he'd been elected over Hochul in 2022, this wouldn't be a problem because he would just automatically pardon him. And they could do away with these ridiculous charges. But, I mean, they want to tie him up and to get him off the campaign trail. But, you know, the thing is he's campaigning like last night in Harlem. And he's getting all kinds of great video shot. And you know, they're going, it's reinforcing the out-of-control crime in the blue cities and states. And then you got Joe Biden today. He's out campaigning. You know, Trump, the trial's not going on today. I think he's back down here in Palm Beach. But Brandon is out there, and he's talking about cannibals. I mean, so I mean, who wins in this 24-hour cycle? You know, Trump being cheered by kids and other people in Harlem, or Brandon, you know, again showing his senility. I think everything is backfiring on the Democrats. Thanks for the call, Mr. Garcia. By the way, that reporter editor for National Panhandler Radio, Yuri Berliner, he resigned today. He was forced out. He was suspended yesterday. So they, you know, they proved that they are Radio Moscow, as I've been saying for a long time, by suspending him. So he finally just quit. And so now all this, they have a new CEO. Her name is Catherine Mahar. I think it's Mahar, M-A-H-E-R. And she's this uber elitist. It's just amazing what her background is. I'm gonna actually tweet it out from Powerline blog, but let's just play a couple of sound cuts from Catherine Mahar, and this is at the Atlantic Council 360 summit. She's got her parents' wedding was announced in the New York Times, just to give you some examples of her background. She was raised in the wealthy white suburbs of New York City, studied at the American University in Cairo, some French Institute in Syria, and finally NYU. Internships on the Council on Foreign Relations in the Eurasia Group in London and Germany. Then she went to work at UNICEF, National Democratic Institute, and the World Bank, among other global nonprofit groups, before becoming the CEO of Wikimedia in 2019. And as the Washington Examiner pointed out, it would be impossible to create a resume of a person more disconnected from Americans and more intertwined with the wealthy urban globalist elite who run the largest banks, media company, and nonprofit groups in the United States. In other words, Mahar has the perfect resume to run NPR. She's a vegetarian. She hates cars and white men flying on planes. She supports race-based reparations, rioting, and Black Lives Matter. She believes America is addicted to white supremacy. See, again, she wants to take it out on people like us. She is the ultimate poster gal for white supremacy. But, of course, she would never give up anything. She would give a cannibal the shirt or the skin off your back. Well, she goes, I feel better now that they've eaten a deplorable American. She admits to growing up feeling superior because I was from New England and my part of the country didn't have slaves. Huh. You know, I never that never occurred to me in all my years being born in New England, lived here most of my life. Never occurred to me that I was better than anybody else. 844. As a matter of fact, I was told many times I was worse than a lot of people, especially when I went to get jobs or get into Ivy League colleges. I was told I wasn't any good, even though I was born here. Huh. Well, I guess, you know, she comes from a different part of New England than I do. 844-500-4242. 207, Howie, I'm 70, and I recall clearly about the disappearance of the 20-something son of Nelson Rockefeller disappearing. Nothing was spared in the search for that young man. Oh, I agree. Yeah. No, there was nothing spared. But that, I never, maybe because I was a little kid like you, but I never remember hearing the word cannibal. Nobody ever said, they think cannibals got Michael Rockefeller. I don't remember reading that until like the late 60s. 844-500-4242. Okay, let's play. This is Catherine Marr when she was at the Atlantic Council 360 Summit. You ever been to the Atlantic Council 360 Summit? I heard they had an open bar there. Yeah. No. They had a meat raffle at the Atlantic Council 360 Summit. Here she is, cut 10.
The number one challenge here that we see and is, of course, the First Amendment in the United States is a fairly robust protection of rights. And that is a protection of rights both for platforms, which I actually think is very important that platforms have those rights to be able to regulate what kind of content they want on their sites. But it also means that it is a little bit tricky to really address some of the real challenges of where does bad information come from and sort of the influence peddlers who have made a real market economy around it.
Our number one challenge is the First Amendment and how robust it is. And she's now running National Panhandler Radio. But that's totally on the level. Here's another one from Catherine Marr. Cut 11.
Perhaps for our most tricky disagreements, seeking the truth and seeking to convince others of the truth might not be the right place to start. In fact, our reverence for the truth might be a distraction that's getting in the way of finding common ground and getting things done.
Reverence for the truth, finding common ground. You know, like this reverence for the truth, like saying the Russian collusion hoax didn't exist. The Hunter Biden laptop is real. COVID is a scam. Those are all distractions from the truth. 844-500-4242. James, go ahead, James.
Yeah, hi, Howie. This is James from Bar Harbor. The reason I'm calling you is you have a connection to the Trump people. And the thing I would suggest is, you know, yesterday after the trial, Trump went down to, I guess, the Spanish section of New York City and made an appearance.
We're at the bodega where Alvin Bragg, the guy who's prosecuting him, tried to prosecute the Dominican immigrant who defended himself and killed a thug who had a gun, and the Dominican killed him with a knife. And then he was prosecuted briefly.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And so I hope that Trump will take every evening that is at all possible and go down and visit a section of New York. I'm sure there are dozens of places that would love to have him. And, he's talked about possibly taking New York, winning New York this time. And, boy, in order to do so, he's going to need to get a lot more votes in New York City than he ever did in the past.
You're right. I mean, all he has to do, James, is open the New York Post every day and look at, just pick out a couple of crime stories and go to the crime scenes. That's all he needs to do. There are endless places he could go. He could go to the airport in Westchester County, White Plains, where they're bringing them in by the plane loads after midnight at night. There are innumerable photo ops. That's a really good idea. If I see him tonight, I'll mention that to him, James, as a matter of fact. Thanks. I don't know if I will see him or not, but I think he's probably in town. I don't think he wants to spend a day in New York City that he doesn't have to spend. Thanks for the call. That's a good suggestion, James. 844-500-4242. Spring is here, and the outdoor opportunities on the Cape are special, especially if you're staying at the Nauset Beach Inn. The Cape Cod Rail Trail on an electric bike is it's a great way to spend an afternoon. You can get discounts on e-bike rentals. They're available from the Nauset Beach Inn. The Nauset Beach Inn in East Orleans, it's the only public accommodations on the Cape Cod National Seashore. You can view the Great Herring Migration in Brewster. It's a one-of-a-kind fish run with swarms of fish. There are endless beach and shore paths to hike. You can watch the return of the humpback whales. They're visible from the comfort of the fire pits at the Nauset Beach Inn. Want to warm up after a long day outside? Every room has a fireplace. When I visited Nauset Beach Inn, I was so impressed with how every room not only has an ocean view, but that the ocean view is ever-changing with a different surf to watch. Nauset Beach Inn is pet-friendly, and each room has two queen-sized beds, so it is also very family-friendly as well. Got a couple of small kids, just bring them down, put them in the second queen-sized bed, and you and your spouse can have the other bed. Plenty of room. Everybody can sit by the fire pit and enjoy the sunset and conversations while the adults are enjoying their cocktails. The Nauset Beach Inn, a short drive to a vacation far away. April rooms from $249.99, and in May, rooms from $269.99. Reserve your rooms. At this price, they won't last long. NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Got a great cop story? Email it to policeblotter@howiecarshow.com and listen to Police Blotter Facts Friday every Friday at 5:30. Your story could win you a great prize from the Howie Car Show store.
Howie Car is back.
That is the toll-free number of the Howie Car Show. And again, we have a great cheap bastard deal. Cape Gunworks, the annual membership with all kinds of perks. It's a great place. Premier gun range in New England. Hyannis, right at the airport, the Rotary, the Cape Cod Mall. You know where it is. Or you know where it's close to. It's a $500 value, $575 with the initiation fee for just $250. Check it out. HowieCarShow.com, HowieCarShow.com. Click on store and see what it entails. It's a really good deal. All right. James, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, Howie, basically Joe Biden is stealing George Bush Sr.'s story. George Bush Sr., you know, served as a pilot in the United States Navy during World War II, and he was shot down while attacking an island radar station that, you know, was a Japanese Talbot island. And his tail gunner was killed in the attack. He was rescued by a submarine. But other pilots were also shot down and captured by the Japanese on that island, who are in, you know, they did what the Japanese did in the Second World War and defended the island to the death. The colonel on that island, and this is recounted in James Reston's book, I forget if it's, you know, Flags of Our Fathers or one of them, but the colonel actually murdered American pilots, or at least one, and consumed his liver, committed an act of cannibalism.
I never heard that story.
Well, it's in James Reston's book. You know, I forget if it's Flags of Our Father or it was the other one he wrote, but it was the same island George Bush was attacking. And if George Bush hadn't been rescued by the submarine, he might have felt, you know, to a similar fate as this, which is, you know, terrible. So when you hear Joe Biden, you know, talking about this, it's like, Joe, it's been done already. Come up with something new.
You know, when I read this afternoon that he actually was just a passenger on the plane. That's like Lyndon Johnson. He was the one guy in Congress who didn't resign Congress to go into the army. He kept his seat in Congress, and he was a passenger on a plane that was strafed by the Japanese, and he got a bronze star or a silver star. He was a passenger, like Uncle Bossie.